Now, in Door County, the Peninsula Players summer season is underway with performances of Barefoot in the Park, a comedy by Neil Simon about navigating life as newlyweds. Other plays in the lineup include a stage adaptation of Stephen King's novel Misery and a Broadway musical version of Little Women.
The company is marking its 90th season, and they're recognized as the oldest resident summer theater program in the country.
Linda Fortunato is artistic director of Peninsula Players. In her two decades with the company, she's been a director, choreographer, actor, and business manager. And Ryan Hallahan is a stage and screen actor based in Chicago who is returning for a second season with Peninsula Players. His TV credits include Chicago Med and Chicago Fire. Ryan and Linda, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're happy to be here.
Linda, you've worn many hats at Peninsula Players over the years. How does this 90th season feel?
It's really incredible. 90 years is a really long time for anything, but especially in the world of theater. And so it's really thrilling to be a part of such a long tradition.
A long tradition. And it also, you know, harkens back to this Wildwood Boys Camp near Fish Creek in Door County. Can you talk about the setting of the theater?
Sure. So the theater was founded in 1935 and in 1937 moved to its current location, which, as you said, was a former boys camp. And it's just the most beautiful setting I could imagine. We are on 16 acres of cedar forest and we are directly on the shore of Green Bay. So we have just the most beautiful natural environment. And there's a modern state of the art theater set right there within nature.
Ryan, does that natural wonder around you inspire you as an actor?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I love about working here so much is that it never actually feels like work, even if the days are long. You know, sometimes you're rehearsing one show during the day, performing another show at night. But there's a tranquility and a peacefulness and just a natural beauty about this place where you're never really tired. You're sort of always recharged and feeling good. It's just one of my favorite places to be.
And there must be also this synergy because there's the resident aspect with everyone living on site. How does that influence the performances and the overall experience?
Yeah, absolutely. You really mesh as a group in a way that you don't get to at a lot of other theaters. I love working in Chicago and I love, you know, being able to call the theater my workplace and then having my life away from the workplace. But one of the things that's so exciting about being here is that we're not living together, but we're living very, very close to each other. We're taking meals together. We're hanging out with each other outside of rehearsal or performances. And you become a more cohesive group that way. And I think that that translates into the work that you see on stage.
You get to know the actors and the stage crew in different ways as you become part of this community for the summer.
Absolutely. You know, I hesitate to use the word family with a workplace because in my experience, if a workplace tells you that we're like a family, it means you're about to walk into the worst work experience of your life.
Fair.
But it really does have that familial quality to it. And it's really special.
Linda, you know, this passion, you can hear it. How did Peninsula Players go from a homegrown community theater to a professional company that brings in top talent from around the country?
I think you said the key word, passion. It really is. We get to have people who this is what they love to do. And as Ryan was saying, like, what better place to do this? And it's really, this place attracts great people, both people to work here, people to perform here, people to come see theater here. There's just something really magical about the setting, about the fact that it's been around for so long. And it really does, everybody does have almost another layer of investment in what we do because of the nature of the way we do it and the fact that it's been around so long that even though each one of us is a tiny part of this 90-year history, there's an extra investment because of that.
How does the local community rally around the company and what is that relationship like?
we could not do what we do without the support of the community, from our advertisers, our board members, our patrons, our donors. Door County is such a vibrant arts community in so many ways and are such great supporters of the theater and supporters of our organization. And we are so grateful to have people who want to be here. We have people every year. We still have people who come for the very first time, and we have people whose families have been coming for generations. And it's a really wonderful mix of patrons that is, you know, theater is such a unique art form that it only exists if there's someone there to watch it. And so we're so lucky to have enthusiastic people joining us to make what we do be actually realized.
We're talking about Peninsula Players. This is a Door County-based summer theater company kicking off their 90th season of performing for audiences on the shores of Green Bay. And we're joined by artistic director Linda Fortunato and actor Ryan Hallahan. Linda, you know what's in the secret sauce here as you oversee the selection of plays for each season and what works together, what will make sense. What drew you to the five plays you're staging this summer?
Sure, that's a great question. And I take my inspiration or secret sauce from the legacy of this incredible place. All the way in the initial seasons in the 1930s, the founders were really interested in presenting a variety of different things. You can look at the early seasons, and they did everything from, you know, they would do a Greek tragedy followed by the latest comedy from Broadway, followed by a musical review written by the company themselves. And I think that that is something that makes our theater unique. So it is something that I have tried to continue that tradition. So we have a comedy, we have a thriller, we have a musical, a romance, and then a more touching dramatic comedy. So there's not only is there something for everyone and everyone's taste, but if someone wanted to come to all five shows, they would know that they would be on a different adventure every time they came.
But it also means, Ryan, that you have to be pretty, I would say even super versatile based on the range of roles that you would have to play. Can you talk about that? Because you're in Barefoot in the Park and in Misery.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is one of the great things about working here is that you very often have an opportunity in a short period of time to do roles that you might never get to do in the same season, and you get to do them all in the same summer. And so one of the things that's a lot of fun for me about this season is that my role in Barefoot in the Park, it's pretty light work, and it's a lot of fun. It's kind of easy breezy, and then you get into Misery, which is much heavier and also still a great deal of fun, I think, to watch from the audience perspective, but more thrilling than lighthearted and funny.
So you go from being a telephone repairman to being this, you know, agonized novelist.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so it's great. And to be doing both of those at the same time, to be rehearsing one during the day and then doing the other at night. And it really helps you. I think it makes you a better actor. And that's one of the things that I love about working here is having these completely different stories and these completely different characters stacked on top of one another and trying on both of those hats at the same time during the day and doing it for weeks at a time. You know, it's like a muscle like anything else. And so this gives you a really unique opportunity to exercise that muscle in a way that you don't really get to in a lot of other places. It's one of the things that I love about working here.
Linda, as you look out at the audience, Wisconsin saw another record-breaking year for tourism last year, and it's possible Door County could see even more visitors this year. Are you noticing that with rising tourism, is that affecting your audience?
It is. It's thrilling to see, you know, we obviously theater had a really tough time during COVID and shutdowns and people being slow to maybe return to the theater and public events because we just got out of the habit. And last year, we were very happy to see our audiences returned to their pre-COVID sizes, and numbers are looking great for this year. And it's so exciting to have people on our grounds, enjoying the nature, enjoying our pre-show bar and our intermission bonfire, and to see them all people move into the theater together, share a laugh, share a tear, breathe together, gasp together, really creating a community within the audience every night.
Well, Linda and Ryan, I wish you all the best with this 90th season. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
That is Linda Fortunato, Artistic Director of Peninsula Players, and Ryan Hallahan, a stage and screen actor who's performing with the company, second summer with the company, as they mark their 90th season. You can see Ryan perform in Barefoot in the Park through July 6th at Peninsula Players Theater near Fish Creek in Door County. And for disclosure, Peninsula Players is a business sponsor of WPR.
If you have Door County Theater memories or road trips to see summer theater or the Wisconsin night sky, reach out and share your story at WPR.org/WisconsinToday.